a gedivach. So I'll tell you, Maisa, you know, the Baal Shem Tov had a brother-in-law. His name was Reb Gershon Kitover, Reb Gershon of Kitov. And when the Baal Shem Tov first became engaged to his sister to become his brother-in-law, so it was still at a time when the Baal Shem Tov was hidden and not well-known, and he wasn't revealing himself as a tzaddik. So in the beginning, Reb Gershon Kitover, who was a chashuva rabbi in his own right, had he had certain misgivings about the Baal Shem Tov. He wasn't sure if this person was worthy of marrying his sister. But as time went on, he began to know the Baal Shem Tov, and it became clear to him that the Baal Shem Tov is a big tzaddik. So at some point, but again, this was still before he was well known. At some point, Reb Gershon Kitover then made Aliyah. He moved to Eretz Yisrael. Now in Eretz Yisrael, Reb Gershon Kitover became very close with one of the great tzaddikim of the time, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, Reb Chaim Ben Attar, the great Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. And so the story goes that when he was once talking to the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and he mentioned to the Aruch Chaim, he said, you know, Rebbe should know that my brother-in-law is a big tzaddik. People don't know about him much, but he's a big tzaddik. And so the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh asked, okay, what's his name? In other words, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh knows neshamas. He knows who are the tzaddikim of the generation. So what's his name? So Reb Gershon Kitover said that his name is Rabbi Yisrael. So Aruch Chaim HaKadosh closes his eyes and I guess goes through all the Rolodex of Neshamas, you know, opens his eyes and he says, never heard of him. Okay, so this already is concerning for Reb Gershon Kitover. And so Aruch Chaim HaKadosh asks him, does he go by another name? Maybe he has a second name. So Reb Gershon Kitover says, yeah, actually he's known as the Baal Shem Tov. So Aruch Chaim HaKadosh closes his eyes and opens his eyes after a minute, and he said, never heard of him. So now Reb Gershon Kitover is concerned. Never heard of the Baal Shem Tov. Maybe he's wrong. Maybe the Baal Shem Tov is not such a tzaddik. What's going on? So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh asks him, maybe he goes by a third name. So Reb Gershon said, I don't think of the third name. Until after a moment, it dawns on him, the Reb Gershon Kitover says, you know, how about Yisrael Baal Shem Tov? And so Reb Gershon Kitover, that's what he says. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, okay, fine. Closes his eyes. After a minute, Yisrael Baal Shem Tov is a big tzaddik. So what's the pshat? Yisrael, he doesn't recognize. Baal Shem Tov doesn't recognize. Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, he recognizes. So maybe one explanation is as follows. Yisrael means a person's private name. That means a person's private, personal avoda. Baal Shem Tov means your job. It means what you have to do to strengthen and to uplift other Jews. Baal Shem Tov means the master of the good name, the name of Hashem, in order to help other Yidden, to inspire them and to bring them closer to Hashem. The way of the Baal Shem Tov is to see your personal perfection as being complete through perfecting other Yidden. So there's not two separate things. It's not Yisrael. It's not like he has his own personal avodah with his own personal perfection. And there's a job that he has, which is called Baal Shem Tov, to help other Yidden. It's Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. His personal perfection comes through helping other Yidden. And those that are part of that world of the Baal Shem Tov have to live up with that standard as well, that to the degree that we see other Yidden that are not as close to Hashem as they can be, that's a deficiency in us. And the more we help other Yidden to come close to Hashem, the more that's fixing our own personal neshamas too. It's not Yisrael, it's not Baal Shem Tov, it's Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. We should be zechataka to find that perfection within ourselves by completing and helping other Yidden and realize the connection, that deep connection between us and other Yidden. And from there, we should be able to be zechataka to see all the good things and all the yeshuas that come by helping other Yidden, by loving other Yidden. Be as called to the barachim and meher v'meinu amen.